Radio Prague News.
Prague Castle has received an envelope containing a suspicious white powder and a threatening letter addressed to President Miloš Zeman. Czech Airlines is planning to lay off one-third of its total workforce, and the lower house of parliament has passed a draft bill establishing a third level of the value-added tax. Prague Castle on Wednesday received an envelope containing a suspicious white powder and a threatening letter addressed to President Miloš Zeman. Police, fire brigade and explosive experts arrived at the castle to investigate the incident. President Zeman is currently on a visit to the Zlín region and was not in the residence at the time when the suspect package arrived. Police said tests are now being carried out to establish what the substance is. Czech Airline is planning to lay off 77 pilots, 150 cabin crew and 60 administrative staff, a third of its total workforce. A spokesperson for Czech Airlines said the layoffs were in response to the removal of Airbus A320 planes from its fleet for economic reasons. It will try to find positions for some pilots at other SkyTeam airlines. Korean Air bought a 44% stake in ČSR last year after several years of poor results for the Czech national carrier. The lower house of parliament on Wednesday passed an amendment to the income tax bill, raising tax relief for the second child and following children. The amendment also reintroduces relief for working pensioners and reduces it for the self-employed by curbing their automatic write-offs of tax against expenses. The draft bill also reimposes tax on payments to off-pensioners who earn more than 840,000 crowns a year from work. The bill will now be discussed by the Senate. If passed and signed by President Miloš Zeman, it will take effect next year. The lower house of parliament on Wednesday also passed a draft bill establishing a third level of the value-added tax. The 10% rate would apply to books, medicine and baby food as of January 2015. The Czech Republic currently has two value-added tax rates of 21 and 15%. The proposal was put forward mainly to benefit pensioners and families with children by lowering the prices of the selected goods. Czech avant-garde art from the Roy and Mary Cullen collection will be auctioned at Sotheby's in London during November. The art collection includes paintings by Toyen, Karel Tajge and Jindřich Štyrský, which were created in the interwar period. The auction is expected to fetch around 1.7 million euros, roughly 60 million crowns. Highlights from the Roy and Mary Cullen collection will be exhibited in Prague at the end of October. A previous auction of Czech avant-garde and modern art at Sotheby's in 2011 resulted in a record price of £11.1 million, twice as much than the auction house had estimated. My name is Ruth Franková and that's the end of the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's program, Czech Airlines has announced massive layoffs that may affect a third of the company's staff. And we will note the centenary of the birth of poet Jiří Kolář, who is equally at home in the literary and visual arts spheres. Later on in Marketplace, we'll take a closer look at the 2015 draft budget approved by the government at the start of the week. All that coming up, so please stay with us. The Czech Republic's national carrier, Czech Airlines, has announced massive layoffs in an effort to keep the troubled company afloat. The airline will let go around one-third of its staff, including dozens of pilots and hundreds of stewards and ground personnel. The move has spurred concerns over the future of the carrier, which some say could never recover. Jan Richter has the story.
Czech Airlines, or ČSR, is planning to let go 70 of its 235 pilots, as well as some 150 stewards and 60 administrative workers. In total, the firm is set to lose around one-third of all its employees. The company says the move, unanimously approved by its board of directors earlier this month, had been planned since the spring, when ČSA decided it was going to sell off 6 of its 15 Airbus aircraft. The decision was hastened by losses Czech Airlines registered on the Russian market in the wake of the ongoing crisis in Ukraine, according to the company's spokesman Daniel Šabík.
If we kept our entire A320 fleet and had to maintain them without having a reasonable use for them, we would not be able to achieve any operating profit, which we actually did gain in 6 consecutive months during this summer season. So this move should ensure that Czech Airlines will have an operating profit throughout the entire year.
Last year, ČSA posted a loss of 922 million crowns, the worst result in 4 years. The South Korean carrier, Korean Air, eventually bought a 44% stake in Czech Airlines after several thwarted attempts by the government to sell the company. The South Korean airline also gained an option for a further 34% stake in the firm, but it has announced it is going to transfer that option to the Czech charter company Travel Service in November. This means the Czech state is set to give up a majority in the national carrier. The timing of the layoffs has led to concerns about the looming end of Czech Airlines, a company with more than 90-year-old tradition. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka told reporters on Wednesday he did not like the move and suggested the privatization, concluded under the former Prime Minister Petr Nečas, has weakened the company. But analyst Tomáš Menčík from the consultancy firm Cirrus says that letting go of one-third of the staff is necessary for Czech Airlines to survive.
I don't think they are getting towards going under. I believe that once they found strong business partners, which I mean are Korean Air and Travel Service, they made the final move to save the company, even in the long-term horizon. And the other moves that came subsequently after finding new partners are basically in line with what the company needed to do in order to survive.
The trade union of Czech Airlines pilots, however, says that cutting jobs goes against the terms of the company's privatization and asked the shareholders to reverse it. Czech Airlines stewards have meanwhile gone on strike alert and said further steps would be announced on Thursday.
Jan Richter with that story. Moving on now to a cultural anniversary. Wednesday marks the centenary of the birth of one of the most distinctive Czech cultural figures of the last century, Jiří Kolář. Perhaps best known in his native country as a poet, Kolář is also renowned, both at home and abroad, as the creator of often playful collages and crumplages, works that began with him scrunching up paper. Ian Willoughby spoke to Richard Drury, chief curator of the Gallery of Central Bohemia, and began by asking where he would place Jiří Kolář in context of Czech visual art in the 20th century.
Jiří Kolář has his own special place, for one simple reason, that he's a poet who uses images. So that means that he really is sort of on the threshold between literature and visual art.
Tell us about his technique of collage. I understand he also used or developed a technique called frassage or crumplage, which was essentially crumpling up paper.
That's right. Well, he was an extremely experimental kind of poet artist, and as well as classic sort of collage, the crumplage that you mentioned, he really, what he did was to take a picture from a magazine, wet the paper, and then press down on it to crumple it, thereby kind of deforming, you know, the lines, the structure of time and space. And he saw this as a kind of allegory, a symbol of how fate can, you know, sort of press down on us, crush us, and really turn us into sort of something else. So, you know, his work with collage, it wasn't simply a visual game. There was definitely a kind of symbolic language about, you know, man's experience and his fate in modern civilization.
He also took the work of other artists and images from magazines and reconfigured it. That seems to me very modern. Was he ahead of his time?
I would say definitely ahead of his time, really, because if you think about the time that he's really making the move away from the written word as a form of expression to, shall we say, poetry and images, yes, it is a time which, you know, someone like John Cage is creating his concrete music. But in the Czech context, I would really say that Kolář is a kind of visionary. He's a sort of messenger of a new form of, you know, visual artistic language. He's breaking down boundaries. That's what he's doing. He's creating his own sort of space of expression between literature and visual expression.
Well, he's equally well known in the Czech Republic, and perhaps even better known for his written poetry. He co-founded the group 42 with Ivan Blatný and others. And he later, I believe, had his own table at the Café Slavia, where he met people like Václav Havel. Was he a kind of cultural catalyst?
I definitely say he was, because I think we can safely say that he was equally at home and respected in the literary community, including, as you've said, Václav Havel, the young Havel, but also among artists, among visual artists. So he had this very sort of special, you could say, unique position. And his table at the Slavia Cafe, of course, was known as Kolář's table. It was his little sort of court that you were extremely privileged to be able to sit at and debate the, you know, cultural and intellectual issues of the day.
Art curator Richard Drury speaking to Ian Willoughby. In connection with Jiří Kolář's centenary, there are two exhibitions of his work running in Prague. One is at the Museum Kampa until January 18th, while the other is at Galerie Smečky until November the 22nd. A reminder that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for our main feature. The draft budget for next year, approved this week by the Czech government, projects a deficit of some 2.3% of the country's GDP. Government officials say the budget will allow for higher public investments and hikes in public sector salaries and pensions, but critics argue the budget is unambitious and a missed opportunity to narrow the Czech public finance deficit at a time of economic recovery. Jan Richter has the details in this edition of Marketplace.
The draft budget for 2015 is the first major tool for the central-left Czech government, appointed in January, to shape the country's economy. The cabinet is projecting a deficit of around 100 billion crowns, which represents 2.3% of the country's gross domestic product. The budget includes plans for a 3.5% increase in the salaries of public employees and a 5% hike in the salaries of security forces, such as the police and army. The government has also promised to slightly raise pensions, to introduce a lower VAT rate on drugs, books and baby food, and cancel fees for visiting a doctor. Public investment, mainly in transport infrastructure projects, should also grow. While this year some 71 billion crowns is said to be spent on road, railway and other projects, the figure for 2015 has been set at 94.4 billion. To pay for that, the government hopes to collect more taxes and social and healthcare insurance, which should grow by 3.2% in 2015 compared to this year. The cabinet's mandatory expenditures, which is ongoing spending it is obliged to cover, is meanwhile only set to grow by 1.6% next year. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, Finance Minister Andrej Babiš and other officials said the budget would help the ongoing recovery of the Czech economy by boosting household consumption. For his part, President Miloš Zeman also praised the document and said he would sign it into law when it reaches his office. But critics, such as Deputy Chair of the opposition Topo 9 party Miroslav Kalousek, argue the government is missing an opportunity to narrow the gap in public finances even more.
They increased expenses by tens of billions, but these will not go on investments, which would be understandable, but on social welfare and operational costs. This is a short-sighted and irresponsible policy, which to a great extent thwarts past efforts to heal Czech public finances. Our party will certainly not back such a budget.
I discussed the draft budget and the government's economic strategy with Jan Bureš, the chief economist of the IRA Poštovní spořitelna bank.
The draft budget is not surprising at first glance. The government expects the deficit to be around 2.3% of GDP, 100 billion Czech crowns, which is, at the first glance, it looks optimistic, I would say that given pretty fast growth projections for this year and for the next year, it seems to me the targets are not really ambitious.
Well, the government does not seem to be concerned at all about the deficit. It also approved a raise of public sector employees that should take place earlier than expected this year, actually. At the same time, the deficit is in the absolute numbers is the same as this year's, around 100 billion crowns, but the deficit is lower. Why is that? Is the government planning to collect more revenues in taxes, or how are they planning to fill the gap?
The government is pretty optimistic on the taxes collection. That's the first point. The second one is they bet on ongoing recovery, on ongoing growth, around 2.5 to 3% for the next year. So from my point of view, they are not so much conservative in their assumptions. Beside that, I believe that they could be more ambitious on the deficit target at the times when the growth projections are high, and they could deal much more with the structural problems of the public finances. I mean the long-term problems that we have here, such as growth in spending connected to the aging population problem. Another problem that we could focus on is a high taxation of the labor force, or another issue is a pretty low share of investment in the public budgets after the crisis. What the government is doing now is more about increasing the consumption of government through higher wages in the public administration and supporting the consumption of the household through various subsidiaries or rising pensions.
Do you see much room in this draft budget for government investments and government spending that could boost further the economic growth?
Well, I believe now the economy is in a recovery phase, so I don't think we really need pro-expansionary politics to further enhance the growth, which is already going on. On the other hand, I believe the level of investments was reduced significantly during the previous year, especially from 2010 till 2013. The investments were really declining year by year, and for now I believe there is a scope for some kind of normalization of the level of public investments, and I think the government could increase the spending on investment projects, and I would not consider that to be a mistake. And I think it's a better choice than to boost the consumption through the means that I've already mentioned, such as higher pensions, higher salaries in the public sector. Boosting the investment expenditures is a much better choice, I believe.
The government is also planning to introduce another rate of value-added tax. What do you think of these plans? Some critics, of course, say that it's going to be too complicated, and perhaps just lowering the existing VAT rates or introducing one would be a better idea.
I agree that one VAT rate would be the best solution. Having three, I think we make the system more complicated and potentially we create conditions where fraud and tax avoidance can be easier. So it's from a business point of view, it's something that I would not welcome. Probably also one must take into account that the especially small companies must always invest money in to the changes in the software and accounting systems when such changes in the tax system occur. So it can cost money, especially and not small money, especially small and medium enterprises. And on the other hand, when we look at the households, I don't believe they can save much money through lower VAT tax. When we look at the issues that are going to have lower taxation, the households, the average household, could save like 10-20 crowns per month, which is nothing really significant. So from a household point of view, it's a minor change, and I don't believe it is really worth taking it.
Well, you mentioned some of the risks or some of the issues that sort of come out when you look at the budget. One of them is the untackled pensions. The current government scrapped the reform that was, or the attempted reform that was put forward by the previous government, and they are leaving the system as it is. Do you think this could potentially backfire within this government's term?
Yeah, I think this is really problematic, because aging population is a problem not only for the pension scheme, also for the healthcare system, and ignoring it is not a good, and especially not good given the fact that we are now going through relatively good times. It's excellent time for doing significant reforms, and I believe we are wasting the time here. And also, I think it's worth reminding that the last government increased value-added taxes to finance pension reform, and now, like, we have canceled the pension reform, but we more or less left the value-added taxes unchanged, having much higher, and the public budget is having much higher income from the value-added tax than it had, for example, 3-4 years ago.
Jan Bureš, chief economist of ERA Poštovní Spořitelna, ending that edition of Marketplace by Jan Richter. And I'm afraid it's brought us to the end of today's program from Prague. You'll find us online at radio.cz. Should you like to contact us, then please write to english@radio.cz. We'll be glad to hear from you. As always, this is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today, and take care.